This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. We're just a couple of weeks away from April 15th, which Americans know to be tax deadline day, but which poker players also know as the third anniversary of Black Friday. It was on April 15th, 2011, that the U.S. Justice Department cracked down on Poker Stars and Full Tilt Poker and other sites in America that millions of Americans were using to play poker online. Since then, poker has been illegal federally, but it is being legalized in states one by one. Nevada was first, Delaware was second, New Jersey was third. Will it expand to other states? Well, not if Lindsey Graham and other politicians have their way. Last Wednesday, they introduced a bill in Congress that would essentially make online poker and all online gambling illegal. This is essentially an effort to stop it on the federal level and would tell those states, you've got to stop what you're doing as well. But there are people who are aligned against it, including a group called the Coalition for Consumer and Online Protection. And one of the people from that group is my next guest. His name is Mike Oxley. He used to be a congressman from Ohio, served, I think, 13 terms there, was chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, and now is working on this and other things. Mike, welcome to America Weekend.
Thank you, Paul. Good talking with you.
This effort is really being funded by one guy, right? Sheldon Adelson, the man behind the Venetian in Las Vegas and the Las Vegas Sands Corporation, a guy who is conspicuously and very vocally against online gambling.
Yes, it's pretty well self-funded from his point, yeah.
Why should gambling be legal online?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of gambling going on illegally right now, underground, where there are no protections whatsoever for the participants. Many of them are offshore and involve thousands of people and millions of dollars. What our proposal is that first of all, a ban doesn't work. We've had experience with prohibition and other kinds of bans that have proven to be not workable. And so the opportunity for states to make that decision and to set up online gambling, legal online gambling, with the protections afforded by the states and keeping minors away from gambling and the like, we think is a lot better solution than an outright ban.
Now, a decade ago, when you were in Congress, you actually led efforts to outlaw online betting. At one point, you said that online gambling would gobble up victims in the United States. Why have you changed your mind?
Well, first of all, online gambling is still gobbling up victims. They're just doing it underground. I think two reasons why I've really changed. Number one, when the Justice Department, our law was based, 10 years ago, our law was based on the Wire Act. That's traditionally the way you handle those kinds of illegal issues. When the Justice Department ruled that the Wire Act did not apply, it totally upended the entire premise for what we tried to do, and the court sustained that. So that became almost impossible to overcome. Secondly, the technology has changed dramatically. The Internet has been ubiquitous, not just in the U.S., but internationally, and I think it makes it much more difficult. I think some of those companies and some of those industries that have not adapted have gone the way of the dodo bird. And so this, I think, represents an opportunity for states to make those decisions on their own. They don't have to approve of online gambling. But when they do, they have the usual protections out there for the consumer. And that's why we chose that title, the consumer, in our group. So that people understand that this is really all about the consumer and protecting them from illegal activities.
I'll tell you a couple of things that drive me crazy about this effort to ban online gambling. I don't know any other place in America where you're told what you can do with your recreation dollars. If you wanted to go on eBay right now and buy 1,000 Bart Simpson figurines, you could do that regardless of whether you could afford it or not. Nobody's going to tell you you can't have 9 cars. Nobody's going to tell you that you can't collect all the beer cans that you want. But if you want to go online and use your recreation dollars to play Texas Hold'em, somebody's going to tell you from the federal government under this bill, no, you can't do that. Doesn't that seem un-American to you?
Well, it does, and I think it just goes against traditions that we've traditionally had in terms of freedom for people to spend their own money the way they want to. Obviously, we have some prohibitions against illegal drugs and the like, but for the most part, if it's entertainment, that people have a right to do that. Now, people make some dumb decisions and lose a lot of money, but it didn't seem to me that the federal government should step in and try to protect each one of these individuals from making bad decisions.
Right. Well, heroin is illegal everywhere. It's not just like heroin would be legal somewhere, but then illegal online. Gambling is legal in all sorts of places, including in Sheldon Adelson's own casinos in Las Vegas and in Macau. He wants people to go there and use their recreation dollars and lose their recreation dollars. That's how he became a billionaire. But this is really all about protecting his brick-and-mortar casinos. So I have to ask, what about that free market that people on his side of the aisle are always promoting?
Well, I'm on his side of the aisle as well, so you'll have to ask him.
Does it bother you that other Republicans, you're a Republican, and other Republicans are now kind of playing along with him on this issue?
No, I mean, they have their own constituencies, they have their own decisions. I don't quarrel with that. I don't expect them to walk in lockstep with me or me with them. That's the way it is. As a matter of fact, my co-spokesperson for the group is Mary Bono, former congresswoman, Republican from California. So I don't see this as a partisan issue at all.
Does this, you were a congressman from Ohio, right next door to Kentucky, where I know horse racing is, next to breathing air, the most important thing in the state. Is there a carve-out in this for Kentucky horse racing so that you can still gamble on the horses online?
Yes, I would say, first of all, with Kentucky basketball is pretty close to
well, that's true.
Horse racing,
yeah.
Particularly this time of year. But
yeah.
I think that, there is a carve-out. They specifically carved out. I know when we were dealing with our legislation 10 years ago, you learn not to mess around with the horses. They are extremely powerful and well-organized, and I don't think anybody wanted to pick a fight with the horses.
And, of course, the Senate Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell, is from Kentucky.
That's what I hear.
What about the tax revenue that would come from this? Give me some numbers. If online gambling were legalized nationally, or even more states were to go in that direction, and this bill were to be defeated, what kind of revenue are we talking about?
Well, I could be in obviously the millions of dollars. I mean, I think one of the good things about our system is the states are the laboratories of government. And so what we're going to find over the next several months and years, the states that have adopted internet gambling, exactly how well they have done in terms of revenue, and also how they've done in terms of protecting the consumer. So these states out there, Nevada, New Jersey, and Delaware, are really on the front end of this process. I don't know how many other states will adopt it, but if some of those states that feel they need the revenue look at these other states, maybe they can learn from their mistakes. Maybe they can learn from some of the good things they did. But again, it's about states' rights. It's about personal freedom. And that really kind of goes to the bedrock of what this country is all about.
I should point out that while Sheldon Adelson and his Las Vegas Sands Corporation are on one side, you've got casino operators like Caesars Entertainment and MGM Resorts International on the other side, your lobbying group against their lobbying group, on and on and on. What's going to happen here? Predict for me the future, if you would, Mike.
Well, it's pretty tough predicting the future, you know, that Yogi Berra line. I think we'll have to see. I would suspect that there will be a lot of slow motion activity on this legislation in the Congress. The Congress isn't really passing anything right now. I can't imagine they would think about passing something as controversial as this, given the present constitution of the Congress. So at least in the short term, and at the end, by the end of this year or the end of this term in the Congress, I expect some, you know, discussions and debates and the like, but no real action.
Yeah. You've also got companies like Zynga, which is making money overseas with online gaming. They all want to get into this as well as other people. It's going to be very interesting to see if this progresses any further. Mike Oxley from the Coalition for Consumer and Online Protection, the former congressman from Ohio. Thanks so much for joining me here today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Paul.
I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.